Well, thank you, Mark. Iowa Safe Schools has been at the forefront, working to make schools safer and more accepting for LGBTQ youth. I am sure your work has helped some of the scholarship winners here today. And also, there's a couple scholarship winners are on Zoom this morning. They were unable to attend, so we're glad they can at least join us virtually. Now I would like to introduce Ryan Crane, FFBC President, Vice President, and Tim Schreck, Scholarship Committee Chair, to present our scholarship awards.
Good morning. How are we today? We good? Can everybody hear us? Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Good morning. My name is Tim Schreck. I'm the leader of the 2022 FFBC Scholarship Committee. Students, families, FFBC members, and guests, you are all welcome today. We're so happy you've joined us to honor 12 outstanding student leaders who've significantly fought homophobia and promoted LGBT acceptance in their high schools and communities. And I'm going to go a little off script here, and I think we should just take a moment of thanks that you survived in this time of pandemic, in this time of we don't know what's going to come through the doors of school. So we're really... So we're going to start with a few notes of appreciation. Thank you to our scholarship selection committee members who put in many hours reviewing and deliberating 36 applications this year. Several also presented the scholarships to these recipients at their high school senior recognition programs in May, along with a couple of board members. Will all members who either reviewed scholarships or presented the scholarships please stand and be recognized? We want to thank the members of our fundraising committee for your outreach and every donor to the FFBC scholarship program. Without you, we could not do this. Thanks to you, we raised enough funds to provide the 12 scholarships being presented today. Whether your gift was $5, $100, or over $1,000, we truly appreciate it. Each scholarship awarded today is for $3,000. We especially want to acknowledge that six of our 2022 scholarships have been sponsored for the full amount. We would love to sing the praises of each sponsor, but again, we have 12 students to recognize. So in the interest of time, we hope it's enough to list our sponsors and to express our deepest appreciation for your support. The sponsors include Trudy Holman Hurd and her late husband, David, through the G. David and Trudy Holman Hurd Fund, David Cotton, retired US Air Force Brigadier General and FFBC board member, Jane Ann Cotton, mother of David Cotton, Arion Corporation, the Polk County Board of Supervisors, through the support of Supervisor Matt McCoy, and the estate of Cliff Paulson, a longtime supporter of FFBC. Please show your appreciation for these amazing sponsors and allies. And now, on to the awards. Today is the first time most of you will hear the names of these 12 amazing students. I assure you, it will not be the last time.
That's right. Hey, wow. It's right at my level. You and Byron must be tall. good morning. I'm Ryan Crane. I'm a member of the FFBC Scholarship Committee. And we're going to focus on these wonderful students' efforts to promote LGBT acceptance and fight homophobia in their high schools, in their communities. These impressive students have taken on leadership roles in a variety of local, statewide, and even national organizations, demonstrating a lot of personal passion. Most of them even had part-time jobs and internships along the way as well. We want to acknowledge all the family and friends that are joining us today in support of our awardees. We know that each of you has had a personal experience in supporting your child, sibling, friend. And in the end, it's this support that has helped these young people do what they've been able to do and to make it here this morning. You made that choice. So please, if you're a parent, a family member, to our friends at Zoom, apologies, you don't have to stand. But if you are in the room and you're a friend, a parent, a sibling of a scholar, would you please stand and be recognized? Okay, so today is all about these wonderful young adults, so let's finally get to it. Awardees, when we announce your name, please come to the side of the podium as we share, thank you, Tim, as we share a few words about you. Once you are presented with your award, we will take a photo or two. Gary in the orange shirt and the hat is our board member and kind of photographer extraordinaire. So he'll snap a couple of pictures. We'll take the photos and then you can head back to your seat. And at the end, at the end of all the presentations, the parents will be welcome to come up and take as many photos as they want of their child in front of any of these, accoutrements and everything. And we invite you to do that at the very end. And as a special treat, you and your families are then invited to spend some time after the awards enjoying the art and history of this amazing facility, Hoyt Sherman Place. Okay, now on to the scholars. We have the three awardees who are unable to join us live this morning, so we will go ahead and share their stories first. Iris McKenzie. Oh, not is not on. Okay, is one of the two graduates we celebrate this morning from Grinnell. Iris was unable to join us because she is continuing her education overseas with a long-range goal of becoming a veterinarian. Our committee selected Iris based on her involvement in the Mentors for Violence program, MVP, at Grinnell High School. Iris focused on LGBTQ issues, on mentoring younger students about eliminating homophobic actions and slurs, and she reported that you can feel a difference at the high school thanks to the MVP program. Iris also shared that she was motivated by her younger trans brother, also a student at Grinnell, and working to shield him from the challenges that so many trans kids face. Let's congratulate Iris for translating her personal love for her brother to a broader community in an effort to reduce homophobia.
Next is G. Ellerbrook, right there. Early this week, G notified me that he and his parents all became sick and could not join us today. So they were unable to join us in person, but there they are on Zoom. G is a graduate of Waverly Shell Rock High School with plans to attend the University of Iowa and eventually become a medical doctor focused on LGBTQ health issues. A member of the Iowa Youth Congress, G developed a proposal for LGBTQ sex education to be included in Iowa school programs and has presented that proposal to many of Iowa's political leaders. As a transgender young man, G also directly felt the impact of those leaders' decisions being denied the opportunity to play on the school's boys' tennis team. At his awards day presentation, Gretchen Ellerbrook's name was called several times, but G. Ellerbrook is the young man who accepted those awards. Simple, honest courage. G is the recipient of the Arion sponsored scholarship. Congratulations, G.
And Elizabeth Bass and her guests were unable to join us this morning. Hey, there you are. We're unable to join us this morning due to unavoidable travel to the state of Texas. Elizabeth graduated from Trainer High School in Western Iowa and has an impressive future path of veterinary school or becoming a surgeon. Elizabeth impressed us with her involvement in creating the first GSA group at her high school. She has served as vice president the past 2 years since she was already pretty busy being student body president. The GSA group has faced strong opposition, unfortunately, including the creation of an opposing super straight club with teacher sponsors. But she and the GSA leaders persevered to that point. Today, Elizabeth reports a huge reduction of homophobia and hateful language in her school's halls. She says that one of the great accomplishments, of the GSA group was showing people at the school that they already know and respect LGBTQ people as classmates. And we think that is super cool. Congratulations, Elizabeth.
Okay, our first attending scholar is Matthew Monsivais. Did I say that right? Okay. So, Matthew is a graduate of Ankeny Centennial High School and plans to attend the University of Iowa to become a lawyer, or as Matthew put it, a feisty immigration lawyer. Very early in life, Matthew recognized that gay slurs and homophobia are often directed at people just for seeming gay, even before they really have a way of understanding their own orientation. To counter this, Matthew approaches life with the mindset that being proudly, openly gay in any space is critical. He put his mindset into action by joining the mayor's youth council in Ankeny and then the Iowa Youth Congress. This was followed by co-founding the Advocates for Diversity, Inclusion, and Awareness organization in Ankeny, a group focused on school curriculum and public promotion of diversity and inclusion initiatives. Matthew is the recipient of the 2022 Polk County Board of Supervisors Scholarship. Stay feisty, Matthew, and congratulations.
Okay, Elena Reek attended attended Center Point Urbana High School and will be attending college at UNI. Yeah, go Panthers. In criminology with a minor in psychology. Elena shared an experience of working with a group of teachers and students to create the first diversity, equity, and inclusion group at her high school. And while she had already spent years in schools as the target of slurs, bullying, and ignorance, a student survey made clear to teachers and adults involved in the DEI group the full extent of the homophobia and prejudice. While resistance to LGBTQ education continues at the highest levels, the DEI committee has become the most popular student-led group at CPU. Sometimes leaders never get to see the fruits of their labors, but we feel very certain that Elena has been at the front at the front of a wave of change at Center Point Urbana. And she sees the club as bringing change to the world for years to come. Congratulations, Elena.
We never worked on the choreography this morning, so there you go. Okay, Jackson Bloodsworth. Jackson joins us this morning as a graduate of Davenport Central High School with plans to attend Western Illinois University for a degree in marketing. Jackson realized he was gay in third grade, and by seventh grade was forced with a very grown-up decision put upon him by his church. With family support, Jackson left that church and has been an openly gay person ever since. He was leader of the Mentors in Violence Prevention Program at his school and knows he has made a difference mentoring younger students about the harmful impacts of bullying, slurs, and homophobia. He also has started on the tracks in politics, working as a youth organizer for the Pete Buttigieg campaign in 2019-2020. With intentions to stay involved in political activity, we won't be surprised to hear Jackson's name again in the near future. Jackson is the recipient of the scholarship sponsored by the estate of Cliff Paulson. Thank you for your efforts, Jackson, and congratulations.
Ellis Montgomery. Ellis graduated from Grinnell High School, and our selection committee was impressed with the courage that Ellis has shown since junior high, first coming out as a gay female, and then much more recently as a non-binary transgender male. Being true to yourself can lead to a lot of questions from others. Ellis has focused on education and conversation to help others learn, to bring awareness to the realities that many young people face, especially transgender persons. Ellis will be continuing his work on an associate's degree from the Iowa Culinary Institute at DMAC. And Ellis is already very involved with culinary arts, competing in various statewide competitions and being listed with the Iowa National Guard as a culinary food specialist. Training starts soon. We wish you the best success, Ellis. Congratulations.
Hannah King. Hannah is a graduate of Moulton Udell High School, and will attend Iowa State University with plans for a degree in education or psychology. Moulton is a town of 600 in southern Iowa, with a high school graduating class of, I was just informed, 10 students this morning. Hannah experienced the fear of coming out early in her life, especially with no role models to look to anywhere in her school system. But after letting a few friends know her true self as a sophomore, she never looked back. Hannah was elected student council president and homecoming queen, all as a proud queer young person in a southern Iowa town. In her essay, Hannah confirmed that she is a respected member of her community for being a leader, an athlete, a good person, and an excellent student. Hannah expressed hope that by just being herself, change might happen. And it is happening. Hannah related that while completing her FFBC scholarship essays, she looked up to see an eighth grade student in the halls of her school wearing a Pride t-shirt. Hannah is receiving the 2022 G. David Hurd and Trudy Holman Hurd sponsored scholarship. Thank you and congratulations, Hannah.
Abby McLeod. There we go. Hey, good morning. Graduated from Nevada High School with plans to earn a psychology degree from the University of Iowa. As the leader of the GSA at Nevada for 2 years, Abby focused on communication through meeting topics, posters, and the creation of awareness days. Whether at home with family or leading a meeting of school peers, Abby focuses on direct communication to bring people together. More of that these days. Our unique experience, one unique experience our committee found that was interesting was Abby's summer job as a diversity auditor at her local public library. She was tasked with canvassing the young adult book section to determine gaps in LGBTQ and other cultural reference points from authors. The result was the addition of a library section and more access to information for more members of the community. We wish you all the best, Abby.
Taylor Mayhew. Taylor is a graduate of North Scott High School with plans to attend Iowa State University for a master's degree in food science with a focus on food security. These plans relate very well to what impressed us most about Taylor. She was the leader of her school's Future Farmers of America chapter. FFA is not a traditionally liberal-minded organization. As a member of the LGBTQ community, Taylor brought awareness of biased practices that needed attention and revision, such as allowing separate hotel rooms for LGBTQ students, inattentive pronoun usage, and lack of a welcoming space for all students. While Taylor identifies as bisexual, she exhibits a strong advocacy for trans members of her community and sees a future in politics to address the rights of all marginalized communities. Thanks for your advocacy and leadership, Taylor.
Molly Moorhead is a graduate of Perry High School with plans to attend UNI for a degree in middle school education. The teacher in Molly has already been hard at work as president of her school's Gender and Sexuality Alliance GSA group and as a member of the school's Mentor and Violence Prevention Program, where she mentored freshmen. In her application, Molly shared stories of direct confrontation with bullies at the school and of affirming LGBTQ members in her school community through the interactions at MVP. Molly's goal is to be a teacher, not just to teach nouns and verbs, but to include messages of diversity, inclusion, and acceptance in every classroom which welcomes her. Sounds like my kind of school. Molly is the recipient of the 2022 scholarship sponsored by David Cotton. Congratulations, Molly.
And we have Estella Ruhr Johnson. Did I say that right? Okay. Estella attended and graduated from South Sioux City East High School. Rest assured, Estella did not waste 1 minute of her time there. Here are just a few of her accomplishments. Member of the Mary's Youth Commission, originator of the local March for Our Lives chapter, active participant in the Stomp Out Stigma organization focused on mental health, leader of the school GSA organization, and president of the Iowa Safe Schools Leadership Council. Estella understands that any and all marginalized communities need a leader, so why not her? And she's a very strong advocate for the environment. Estella plans to study political science and social justice at the University of Iowa and is the recipient of the Jane Ann Cotton Scholarship. Please congratulate Estella Ruhr Johnson. It's sinuses, I swear. Okay, I mean, what a morning and what an amazing group of young adults. Please join me again in congratulating all of our 2022 FFBC scholarship recipients. Awardees and families in the room, please remain on hand for a group photo and feel free to grab individual and family photos after the meeting. Then, if interested, spend some time here at Hoyt Sherman Gallery and Theater. And here's a tantalizing tidbit. Hoyt Sherman was the brother of Civil War hero William Tecumseh Sherman. Thanks to everyone who attended today. Please spread the good word that our future is in the hands of some pretty special young people. Take care.